Today's scripture reading is from John 14, 23 through 29. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me, not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things for you while I'm still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away and I'm coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the word of God for the people of God.
As Julie and I were getting ready the other morning to kind of start our day, Lavender kind of walked into the garage where we were working out, and she kind of had this kind of somber look about her face. And she said, "Why don't I get a graduation this year?" And so we had to explain to her that you don't get a graduation every year. It's really just a few times. Now, granted, there are more graduations nowadays than there were when I was growing up. I didn't get no preschool graduation. I didn't get no kindergarten graduation. I just got out for the summer. That was exciting enough at the time. But you can understand how maybe confusing this might be to her, that she got a preschool graduation, she got a kindergarten graduation, so it would lead her to believe that she should get a first grade graduation. Well, welcome to the world, kid. Because the real travesty in this for her was not so much that she didn't get a graduation this year, but that her sister got a graduation. As Wren graduated preschool, Lavender is forced to endure everybody kind of pouring out their congratulations on her accomplishment, as she just has a field day and is kind of dismissed for the summer. But there'll be more graduations to come. You see, graduation during this time of year, even last year as we celebrated our high school graduates, this time of year is kind of filled with our timelines and our mailboxes, from graduation invitations to graduation pictures and celebrations, everywhere from preschool to kindergarten to middle school to high school to college, just kind of flooded with these moments, these turning points of accomplishment, of celebration, of people kind of taking this next step and this turn in their lives. And graduation is significant. It's kind of that moment that we don't really in our culture have these kind of becoming adult, moving into adulthood kind of rituals in our culture. High school graduation is about as close as we get in a lot of ways, where all of a sudden you go from what do you want to be when you grow up to, I should probably start working on that. Graduation is that moment where as you come into kind of adulthood, you are now expected to take all the lessons, all the education that you've received, and now move into this next story and part of your life with some amount of sense and some amount of maturity. And you kind of get a sense that that people realize this is a turning moment for you as well. There's three moments in life where people feel obligated to give you free advice. Right, so you get free advice when you start having kids, when you start your own family. People love to give you all sorts of advice about raising a family, right? You get free advice when you get married, when you start a long-term relationship. People love to kind of give all sorts of free advice to that, and you get your free advice during graduation as well, kind of these turning points. And so one of the things I said that we'd ask about and kind of come back around to is, what's some advice that you got when you graduated? What's What's some life advice that some of y'all got when you graduated? I got some Dr. Seuss advice. Anybody else get that? Oh, the places you'll go. Did anybody else get that book? No? My mother's the only one? Oh, man. What's some life advice that y'all have got? Seize the moment. Yeah, carpe diem. All right. Change is inevitable. What was the last part? Embrace it. Yeah. This life doesn't do anything but change. What's another one? What's something over here? What's some life advice that y'all have gotten? Do your own homework? Yeah, you would get that. What was that one back there? Don't mess it up. Yeah.
Be yourself.
Yeah. There's these kind of bumper sticker moments where we're hoping to kind of encapsulate all of our education, kind of all of our moral lessons, all of our ethical lessons and spiritual lessons, and say, if you just remember this truth, we're going to kick you out into the world and you'll probably be okay. And we kind of move into this chapter of the unknown. And like I said, this happens later on in life. This happens at our high school graduations, our middle school graduations, our elementary school graduations. These moments of kind of walking into the unknown, telling you that you're prepared and you're ready, but feeling anything but. Over the next couple weeks, we're going to be moving into a sermon series about graduation, kind of these lessons before being loosed into the world. What are these last lessons, these last stories, these last prayers that Jesus had with his disciples before kind of kicking them out of the nest, before sending them out into Pentecost, the building of the church, the working of miracles, of doing the thing that Jesus said that they were going to have to do from the very beginning? But there has to be a moment where all of a sudden they are sent off on their own. As we come into the middle of John chapter 14, we come to this part where Jesus is kind of nearing the last part of his public ministry. The chapters that follow deal with the Last Supper, they deal with his arrest, they deal with his crucifixion, but these are kind of the last quiet moments that Jesus has with his disciples. And some of those chapters across all four Gospels have some of the richest truth, because when it really comes down to, you really think about what are the things that Jesus feels like they need to know more than anything else. What's that life advice? What are those lines and those stories that they need to know to carry them through this next chapter? And so we find the disciples kind of at this moment of not really being sure of what happens next. Because in Jesus' ministry so far, he has always been with them. There's been trials, there's been hardship, there's been persecution, there's been death threats, but there's also been miracles. There's been feedings. There's been stories, there's been conversations, there's been breakfasts. There's been times where even though they were sent out, they knew that they were going to come back. But Jesus is preparing them for something different this time. And I think maybe some of us might understand on even just a small level, maybe what the disciples were feeling. Because in our graduations, no matter how excited we are, no matter how thrilled we are with our accomplishment, there's still that sense of moving into the unknown. There's still that sense of everybody says that we're prepared, but we don't always feel ready, because we're not always sure what's to come. And so the disciples in this moment, I imagine as if they're trying to make sense of what Jesus is talking about, hoping that this is all symbolic, hoping that this is all metaphorical. Jesus begins to tell them in very real terms what's about to happen. And I think as we come into this season of the disciples' lives, we get to see that for so long, the hope and the life and the joy of the kingdom has always been attached to Jesus' presence with them. That as long as Jesus is physically here, as long as we return back to Jesus, as long as we are able to ask Jesus all the questions that we have, everything is going to be okay. And so as we heard the scripture read by Amanda this morning, we do hear words of reassurance. And we do hear words of comfort. But this is not a reassurance in saying that all things are going to be fine. These are words of reassurance of saying when things get bad, just remember that I will still be with you. Because this is not a celebration. This is a goodbye. And the very first moments that the disciples began to kind of hold on to the fact that Jesus might not be around forever. And what does that mean for them? And if you look for the very words in verse 29 that Amanda kind of closed out with today, Jesus tells them, I'm telling you these things now so that when they happen, you'll believe. And as many of us know, those moments of graduation, as much as we're prepared in a way that our education can do, that our churches can help provide, that our parents can give us, there are some lessons in life that we will only learn by walking through that fire, that struggle, and that difficulty. And there will come a day in the coming weeks for the disciples when everything that Jesus has showed them, everything that Jesus has worked with them, all the miracles that he has done, all the lessons that he has had, that it is all going to seem lost. It's all going to seem like none of this is true, and it's all going to seem to fall apart. And so if we were to look at some of the last lessons that Jesus teaches the disciples, right here in John chapter 14, he gives one of the most important ones of all for the disciples and for us here today, that we will never be alone in this life. That as much as the disciples are going to struggle in the days and the weeks ahead of connecting God's presence, of Jesus' presence with them, with God's life and God's mercy, all of a sudden they're going to find themselves in a place where they don't know where Jesus has gone. They think Jesus is dead. They think all this has fallen apart. But he's telling them these things now so that when they happen, that they will know that God is still with them. That the physical presence of us knowing that we are close to God, or knowing that we can hear what God is saying to us, or feeling that God hears us, isn't the truth of whether God is really with us. The truth is, no matter what situation we find ourselves in, God is with us. And Jesus has connected us to an unending life and an unending joy that only God can give us. And so he tells them a few graduation gifts that he's going to give them. And the things that we need to hear, because we are the ones that have lived our entire lives in this world that the disciples are just now inheriting. First, he says that I'm going to give you the cheat sheet. I'm going to give you my very Holy Spirit. And my Spirit will live inside of you, and he will remind you, and he will teach you of all the things that you need to know in this life. But one other thing I will give you is peace. And it is peace unlike anything else in this world. It is not the peace that the world gives you. Because the peace that the world gives us is a false sense of security, of knowing that everything is okay for a moment, but not being sure what tomorrow brings. Peace that the world gives us is that there is an end to the conflict that we are in right now. But the peace that Jesus gives us is a peace that says, even in the midst of the conflict, that even in the midst of the unknown of what tomorrow will bring, the very life, the very presence of God will be with us every single moment of every single day. And there is not a thing in this life that we can do to change that. That we will never be alone in this life. And the disciples move forward into a time of struggle and of hardship. But they come out on the other side, the very church of God. The foundation of a faith that we have inherited and even seen to this day. And it all starts with the truth that God is with us. Now, graduation for so many of us is that turning point in our lives. And it comes with excitement. It also comes with some unease and some confusion of knowing that we're never fully prepared to move into tomorrow, of knowing everything that we'll need to know in this life. But we do know that we are never alone. Graduation was always kind of a strange moment for me. I have seen a lot of people graduate over this last week that had a lot more cords and a lot more tassels and a lot more stoles than I had. I'm pretty sure my trigonometry teacher had mercy on me so that I could graduate. I got the lowest grade that you could get in the class and still pass. And I think that's because she bumped it up. I'm okay with that. I think she was okay with that. As I moved into college, y'all, I dropped out of college 3 times. I was sure I was never going to graduate. And it wasn't until later on, after I met Julia, that she kind of gave me the idea and the purpose and the path that carried me back into college and through seminary and to where I am. And I remember when I went to my college graduation, getting ready for it, I told my mother, I said, Mom, I don't even want to go to graduation. It's really not that important to me. And she said, Arthur, graduation is a lot like your funeral. It's really not about you. I said, I can understand that. I can get behind that. And so graduation in our faith is a reminder that it's not just about us as well, but it's about all the people that are around us, all the people who are supporting us, all the people who are encouraging us. They're giving us those moments of strength and of hope that will help us to carry on as well. Because the truth is, when we walk into the rest of our lives, when we walk outside these doors, it will not so much be lessons of algebra and sentence diagrams that will carry us through tomorrow, but the very truth that God is with us, and that His hope and His life and His mercy and His forgiveness and His compassion is never ending and is available for each and every one of us and is available for us to give to the world. As the band starts to come forward today to close out worship, let's go to a time of prayer. Will you bow your head this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. We give you thanks for the way that you have moved into our lives when we least expected it. A time to where we see your grace and your mercy unfold in incredible ways, and we're not sure if we're ready to receive it or even to move into what happens tomorrow or the weeks, the months, or the years to come. But Lord, you have seen us and you have known us. And you know that we are ready because you go with us. Your very Spirit surrounds us and teaches us everything that we need to know. It reminds us of everything that we've forgotten and shows us that you will be with us today because you were with us yesterday. And we know that you will be with us tomorrow. So let us move forward with hope and of purpose, but not alone, but together, as you go with us, and as we go with each other into this life and into this kingdom to do your work, as we do this all in Jesus' name. Amen.